Jay Craven is a Vermont filmmaker who is perhaps best known for adapting 5 Howard Frank Mosher books depicting rural Vermont. Craven's 10th film, Wetware, which will be screened Friday in Lake Placid, veers dramatically from that genre to what some describe as a sci-fi noir piece. Craven tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley, Wetware is based on a novel by Craig Nova that Mosher recommended.
When I read the novel, it had a stunning sort of visual world that it suggested. Nova's writing is very evocative, and so it suggested cinema right away. The story deals with a guy who's a genetic engineer who is modifying humans into what he calls mungos, who will do jobs that nobody else wants to do. And with success in that line, he sort of creates an upgrade model.
M plus. Super mungos. Move fast. Think fast.
They sign their lives over to us to relieve their pain.
They're human.
No more than they have to be.
At the same time, I read the novel, early 2000s, also made a documentary film called After the Fog, which interviewed combat veterans from World War II, Vietnam, and Iraq. I got involved with the National Center for PTSD, which is in Vermont. And one day, one of the senior researchers came in and said, I think we have a solution to post-traumatic stress. And I said, what is that? She said, genetic modification of soldiers before they go into battle. They would be fearless in the face of extreme danger, and we could erase emotional memory. And so combined that input with having read the novel and also just having a growing sense the future is sort of now with technologies like that under consideration, I was led naturally to this story.
What are you doing to me?
Gene splicing. To make you stronger. Sharper, less afraid.
2 of the characters in particular are also genetically modified, which means they're not fully, wholly human as we associate them to be, but they are substantially human. And so trying to find that edge between what makes us human and what articulates effective character and what might suggest a near future phenomenon.
Jay Craven, the release regarding the upcoming screening in Lake Placid refers to Wetware as a sci-fi noir piece. Do you feel like you're creating a new subgenre?
Well, it sort of feels that way. I mean, although a film like Blade Runner does that, I think. And visually, I think my exposure to Blade Runner was influential. Blade Runner has a bit of a noir feeling. And that was a look that sort of appealed to me and one that we could create shooting it as we did in Brattleboro, Vermont, Burlington, Vermont, and also Nantucket. The noir feeling sort of is what sold me ultimately on the story. So, I think that the noir aspect, it is a little bit distinctive as a new genre, although I think that, you know, a film like Blade Runner sort of, you know, blazed some ground on that area.
When people think of science fiction, they tend to think big, huge budgets and lots of special effects and things like that. How challenging is it to craft, you know, whether you want to refer to it as sci-fi noir or just science fiction on what is an independent film budget?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's sort of the fun and the challenge. People say, don't you wish you had more money? And I would always say, I just wish I had the money. So that part of it didn't really bother me. And, you know, I had a screening last week in Ithaca, and people came up and said, wow, that looks like a $20 million film. How much did it cost? And I said, $800,000. And they were sort of astounded. So part of the point, I think, that we're trying to prove here, if anything, is that you don't have to have $20, $40, $60 million to make an entertaining film or tell a good story. You can craft it with limited resources, but with intense focus on what it is that you're trying to do, what the story you're trying to tell, the world that you're trying to create. And if you're resourceful, it can work. People say, well, why isn't this a Vermont story? And I say it is a Vermont story. Craig Nova's a Vermont writer. The inspiration from the VA came in White River Junction, Vermont. We have a number of Vermont locations. We have Vermont actors, a number of them. it's totally a Vermont movie, but we don't think of the North Country as a place where you would make a science fiction film or a near future noir of all things. But why not?
You will be in Lake Placid for a screening of the film coming up on the 28th.
It's got an interesting cast. Jerry O'Connell, who was best known for Stand By Me. He was one of the kids in Stand By Me and then in Jerry Maguire and a number of other films is in it. Also, we have a human clock in the movie that's played by Aurelia Thierry, who is the granddaughter of Charlie Chaplin. And Alan Nichols, who lives in Burlington, who was Robert Altman's assistant director for years, plays a small part. And we have a sort of interesting cast that came together on this picture.
Filmmaker Jay Craven will attend the Adirondack Film Society screening of Wetware at the Lake Placid Center for the Arts on Friday at 7 p.m. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.